From blockbuster openings to some surprising closures, 2018 was a tumultuous one for many restaurant owners and goers in the Valley. And there's more to come next year. And for a taste of that, pun intended, I sat down with Lauren Saria, restaurant reporter for the Arizona Republic, and we decided to get the bad news out of the way first, the closures. Here's Saria with more.
There was a lot of kind of sad news in the local restaurant industry. Some of the ones that really stand out for me as big losses to the community would probably be Singhai closing, which was one of the oldest, if not the oldest, restaurant in Phoenix. And beyond just being, you know, a longtime part of the community, it was one of the last remaining businesses that had been open when Phoenix had a Chinatown. So that was really sort of, from a historical standpoint, something that was very sad to see it go.
Yeah, but there have been a lot of sort of family-owned, longtime Phoenix restaurants that have gone this year.
Definitely, yeah. Los Compadres over in the Melrose District was open for 60 years. You know, it's a similar story for both of those restaurants. You know, it had been in the family for generations, two or three generations, and the youngest family members just really, it wasn't something that they wanted to carry on. Mm-hmm. So at least in the case of Los Compadres, there is another location up in North Phoenix that some of the family is still running. So that's good.
But yeah, you can still get those cheese crisps.
Yes,
right?
The famous cheese crisps. Yes.
What else? What other restaurants did we see come and go pretty quickly?
Yeah, there was a few. Casa Añejo was one on 7th Street, which was open for less than a year. And there was a lot of sort of buzz around that restaurant from a restaurant group that has a lot of successful businesses here in town. And they had brought in, you know, a celebrity designer to do the dining room, which was beautiful. but yeah, you know, I think in that case, 7th Street is such a hot area to be opening restaurants and bars and things that it takes, you know, more than just style to survive there. And
yeah.
We also saw Little Cleo's at the Yard close, which is obviously, again, from a very successful local restaurant group. You know, their other concept, Culinary Dropout at the Yard, is obviously still there. You know, and that restaurant was very well liked by seafood fans and by sort of food critics locally have said great things about it. So just another testament to how hard it is to run a restaurant in that neighborhood right now.
Right, right. So that neighborhood's a good example of this. But are there sort of some trends we're seeing among the closures this year? Like, are you seeing some neighborhoods like 7th Street that are just getting oversaturated?
I think 7th Street is the biggest example. You know, to maybe a lesser extent, the Arcadia neighborhood is also, you know, there's a lot opening there. And we saw Gino's East close, which was, you know, a restaurant from Chicago that people were pretty excited about. Lumal Nani's is a similar brand, and that has done really well.
Mm-hmm.
And so to see that close is pretty surprising. And then sadly, another trend with restaurant closures this year was a lot of mom and pop restaurants that were facing lease issues with landlords. Ice Cream Sammy's is a really cute and popular ice cream shop down in the East Valley that just couldn't work out a lease with their landlord. And then, you know, in a similar vein, Casimir's in Old Town and Cowboy Chow, not quite a lease issue, but a similar situation where it was a sudden closure that people didn't really see coming. So yeah, it was kind of sad.
So those are some of the sad points of the year, but there have been many good ones as well. Tell us a little bit about some of the big successes we've seen in 2018.
Yeah, you know, this year, it's a really interesting time to kind of be looking at the Phoenix food scene because in the past, you know, maybe 10 years, we've had a really big growth in our local restaurants. And some of those restaurateurs that were right at the beginning of that are now at the point where they're opening their second and third locations. You know, Doug Robeson comes to mind with Gallo Blanco reopening this year. Mm-hmm. Welcome Diner moved into a new location this year. So there's a lot of those really great local business owners that we're seeing expand. Aaron Chamberlain opened four restaurants this year.
Yeah.
No, three restaurants this year. He now has four. So, you know, there's been a lot of successes in that sort of realm of seeing business owners and brands that we really like or that diners have liked continue to grow.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so let's talk about next year. So 2019, what are some of the most anticipated openings you're looking forward to?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot actually to look forward to. And we're going to continue to see local restaurants and bars and things opening second and third concepts. Arizona Arizona Wilderness Brewing Company. They announced their second downtown Phoenix location over a year ago, actually. And they are hoping to open in the spring, which is going to be huge, I think, especially since people have probably heard a lot about them. They've won national recognition. Mm-hmm. We also have some big national brands that are going to be coming here. White Castle is going to open its first location, which being from California, I am not super familiar with that brand. But
anybody from the tri-state area.
Yes.
Very excited, I'm sure.
and Nobu, too, which is another big, obviously very well-known restaurant brand, especially if you are from the West Coast. They have locations in California, locations. So that will be really huge. So those are three that I'm really excited about.
Yeah. Okay. So looking at this past year and what's to come next year, where do you think we are as a dining scene? Like you said, I mean, this has been a decade of building local support and building local brands. Is that a trend we're going to see happening, or do you think this is going to start something new?
I do anticipate that we'll continue to see sort of the growth of what I was kind of calling local and regional chains. So like things that are not quite going to be as big as like a Fox restaurant or an Upwards Projects where they're opening locations throughout the country. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to see the growth of more restaurant chains that are really specific to maybe Arizona or even just Phoenix. And that goes beyond sort of just like the independent or what we think of as independent, you know, restaurant chains like Gallo Blanco kind of in that family of restaurants. I think we're going to see more things like Ahi Poke Bowl, which is a locally based chain that
that's local. I didn't even know that.
They are. They're Arizona based. They're Phoenix based. So, and they have, I think it's, you know, over a dozen locations now just within Metro Phoenix. So in a way, I think that type of growth is what you need to have sort of like a sustainable local restaurant ecosystem beyond just having maybe like one-off independently owned restaurants that are very popular.
Yeah. All right. That is Lauren Saria, dining reporter with the Arizona Republic. Lauren, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.